Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
Hey guys, I am back with my friend Lauren Roxburgh, and we are talking all about fascia, how to heal your own fascia, and how your conscious mind and your subconscious mind have to come together. It's not as hard as it sounds. We're going to get into that in part two of our chat. I do think it's the time of listening to our feelings a little bit more.
Tuning into them.
And our true direction.
Mm-hmm. And from the heart, you know, they say, listen with your heart. And that can be a little hard if we haven't been living in our heart. It's easier to listen with our gut or maybe our third eye. That sense of knowing, but to actually listen with our heart and to have more heart-to-heart conversations and is a big thing. And that's, I think, where the world and the collective is going. So we were on this path of like, it's all about me, force, 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 work, 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 do, do, do. And now we want to come into more compassion and empathy. And that's the, you know, this next age of Aquarius that we're going into, which is a big one.
Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
And what is Aquarius?
The age of Aquarius is all about like human rights and connection and collaboration and more of the feminine energy rising on the planet. Mm. So that doesn't mean it's not all about women. Feminine energy is just about the nurturing and the surrendering and the allowing and becoming more magnetic. You know, they say our thoughts are electric and our feelings are magnetic. Mm. Our feelings are the thing that actually bring things to us. So our thoughts are the masculine. And the feelings are the feminine. And that's where when we find the balance with those two, then we can really have more joy and fun. Yeah. Don't we just all need to have a little bit more fun?
Yes. I think everyone
and presence
is just living in so much fear and just like I said, just Instagram, looking at what you're missing out on, look at what you're not and what you should be. I was talking with our audience recently in episodes about looking at this next juncture, you know, these next few months, the close of this year.
Yeah.
And looking at what you can unwind, what can we take out of our schedules so that we can enjoy this holiday season.
Refinement.
This fall, winter season. And one of our listeners wrote back and she was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I've never thought about scheduling me time. And I said, it's funny, I didn't say schedule me time. But I meant it. Mm-hmm. And I used to do that. At some point, I got so overwhelmed and so frustrated, you know, feeling like the hamster on the wheel. So I started scheduling on Fridays. It's just said in my calendar, don't schedule anything.
Perfect.
And I had it just open, and the joy I got
right
from knowing I could do whatever I wanted was so exciting.
Yeah.
So it's even if it's an hour, that's an hour more than you gave yourself before. It's like Friday nights are for me. I'm going to go to yoga class. I'm going to go have a drink with a friend, whatever it is.
Yep.
You have to find that time. And then the other thing that I've been really realizing lately is how much we forget to dream.
Yeah.
Like when we're young, we're daydreaming about what we're going to be and what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And there's so much kind of upward movement and excitement. And it's a free thing you can do every day in your head. And that is going to help manifest the things that you want, because if you're feeling it and you're seeing it, that's also going to come. Tangent, but anyhow, really important. I want people to understand, and I want to understand too, because I know I have your Rebounder, which I love, and I've been on, I've been using it, and I love that I'm getting to drain my lymphatic system.
Yeah.
You have your rollers and all your products, but how do we do this without you, right?
Yeah.
You coming into our homes is not going to happen. How do we release our fascia ourselves and help our bodies and our pelvic floor? How do we do this on our own?
Well, I can come into your house through my app.
This is true. This is true. She already figured that out.
Virtually. No, this is what, when I was working with people, you know, one-on-one, and I was like, I want this to be more accessible. So we created the app. And so we have this huge library of practices and flows. But essentially, how do you do it? So, well, the cool thing is, I thought we were just working with the physical body, you know, when I first started doing this. And then I started realizing, wait a second, we're working with the physical body, the emotional body, and the energetic body, and maybe even the spiritual part of us when we work with the fascia. So anytime you set an intention to work with your body, and use a roller or do some special breath work or meditation or sound healing or bouncing or a fascia flow, when you bring that awareness to what all the things that you're affecting, you're going to affect it more, right? It's just the placebo effect. Mm-hmm. So the more educated you are about the system in our bodies, the more you're going to be able to enhance that awareness and then implement it through your intention. So literally, like, doing a 5-minute fascia flow right when you wake up in the morning, like we talked about.
That's what we did those, you know, all the workout movements or whatever. I do them every morning.
Oh my gosh.
And Kevin does them next to me now. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And it was funny because I was like, the next day, I'm like, I got to do it right now, because if I don't do it now, I'm going to forget them.
That's the key.
And so
you've imprinted it now.
Yeah. So I'm in the grass. I found, I got one of those EMF things to see where I can ground safely.
Perfect.
And so I do all of those movements. That one where you bend over, we're going to do a video of it, guys. We're going to do videos of a few of these so that you can implement this.
Practical.
Yeah. It's so, so great. It opens up my back so much. And I think when we sat together, I told you my lower back, I know I have some degenerative kind of changes happening there.
Most people do.
Yeah.
It's really common.
We're getting old. We're young old.
It's gravity.
But it feels so much better now throughout my day, because I'm doing it every morning out in the light during sunrise.
It's nice. Within the first hour of waking, because otherwise you won't get to it if you wait till the end of the day. But essentially, when you do that, I want you to think of it, it's almost like flossing. It's like actually flossing the buildup and congestion in the tissues. And the way I've developed the fascia flows is it's opening up the 5 different channels in the body. And so you're actually working with your meridians, you're opening up your organs, you're helping move emotional energy through. And hopefully at the end, you can take a moment and have, you know, a sense of gratitude or whatever you want to infuse your cells with, is what I like to say. After you've cleansed them and got clarity, and it's now this shiny, bright, shimmery thing inside of you, what do you, now that you have all this space, what do you want to put in there now? Because you have that power.
Yeah.
You have that power through intention.
Your moment to dream, your moment to be thankful. Yeah. And to set your intention for the day. So I'm always thanking God, and I do all my things. And then I say, today's going to be a great day. And and it feels so good. So we'll do a video on those 5 movements.
Perfect.
And then I'll show you guys the Rebounder, because I read that you can even do it for 1 minute. Because at first my head was bobbing. It was like, my head was like, oh, I don't know if I like this feeling in my head.
You but can then, literally just bounce too. You don't even have to jump to get the benefits. But Tony Robbins does it for a minute before he gets on stage.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But that's, I've built up and now I'll go to 2 minutes and then I get in my cold plunge. And so I've been doing all the things and it's been feeling really nice.
Yeah.
And I tell my body, I'm like, drain out the bad stuff.
There you go.
So
drain it up. And bouncing on the trampoline, you know, it's giving every cell of your body a little massage.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the rebounders, because I know they're really popular right now.
Yes.
They're starting to become kind of the next thing for people.
It's so funny because it's actually a resurrection of them, because they came out in the 80s because NASA did this big research study and they found that it was getting on a trampoline was 50% more effective for cardiovascular, heart health, lung health, and also for fat burning. And what they also found is it's incredibly helpful for building bone density. So as we age, we obviously need to make sure our bones are strong. And the reason they figured that out is because when you go up, you know, obviously the astronauts go up, you know, and they lose gravity. So they actually lose usually bone density. Mm-hmm. So they found that it is so incredibly effective. And it's also low impact. It's great for, as we know, the lymph. There's a guy who, his name is Chris, and he wrote this thing. It's called Chris Beat Cancer. And he used the rebounder to actually help himself basically heal from cancer.
Wow.
So it's known as a preventative cancer tool, like a tool to prevent cancer.
Well, and I've heard the opposite. I've heard that lymphatic massages are really bad for people with cancer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I remember when my mom was sick, I was really scared to do them on her. So I never did them because I was so nervous about that. And I was nervous about hyperbaric chambers.
Oh,
because people were saying the oxygen helps proliferate cell growth. And so those were two modalities I didn't use with her. But I have been reading about the benefits of rebounding. And then since you were like, no, this has to be part of your plan.
Yes.
I was like, oh, okay.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine Hair and Conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, T-H-E-O-U-A-I.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase.
That's theway.com, theoua.com. Use the code Heal Squad. Your hair deserves it.
Even like I said, like just not even jumping, because people are a lot of times, oh, this is weird to jump so high. I'm like, just get on there and bounce a little bit. Strengthens the pelvic floor. It turns on proprioception. So it really helps with balance and digestion. And now we know there was a New York Times article a few days ago about fascia. And one of the things it said that was really good for fascia from all the scientists is bouncing.
Wow.
So you can do it jumping on the grass, or which is part of my fascia.
So I move my arms.
Perfect.
When I'm doing it, I'm a show.
Yeah.
That's what
you should be doing.
I'm doing all the moving things.
You're flossing all that stuff out.
But at first I was nervous about it. It's so funny because
You got the T-bar, didn't you?
Yeah.
The handle. Yeah.
Yeah. I love trying things. I'm not really afraid, but I was a little nervous. I'm like, am I going to fall off this thing? And then I got on there and I just went slow.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, I got this. Oh, and then I really got it. And then I'm really jumping and doing stuff.
You will see all these people doing it now. It brings out the child, like, you know, aspect of us too. Kind of makes you feel like a kid again.
Yeah. That's what I feel. I feel like a kid. It feels fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel arduous. How long should you be doing it?
Honestly, like you said, anywhere from like 5 to 20. I wouldn't do it more than that, because you don't need to do that much. It's so effective and efficient. It's also massaging your diaphragm and your organs. It's helping your lungs open up, and it's really opening up and releasing any blocked energy as well, like negative energy you pick up from anyone.
Gosh,
in the world.
So many good.
Yeah.
Good things from the rebounder.
It's one of those, you know, wham, bam, you got it all.
So, yeah.
It's so effective.
And the rollers.
Yes.
So this is another way to access the fascia.
Yes. And this is kind of how I got out there in the world as like a public figure, using the roller, because I kept saying, how come no one's taken the roller to the masses? It's so obvious, you know? But basically, now we know that when you apply pressure to the tissue, it stimulates fibroblasts. So it actually stimulates collagen. And it also helps to kind of peel away or smooth away those knots and the buildup. Same thing with the fascia comb as well, the wooden tool we have too.
Oh yeah, I have it right here.
Yes.
Some for me. I love it. Sorry, I've been using it and I love it.
Amazing.
I said. So if you can watch this on YouTube, I put this on with this really yummy smelling oil.
The body elixir.
Put the oil
on. Olive oil, of course, which I know is like.
And then
yeah,
I'm just rubbing.
That's right. So basically by applying pressure, there's new science that stimulates stem cell reservoirs, which helps regenerate your tissue, but also gets the blood flowing, the lymph flowing. And one of the best things about it is you get beauty benefits. So it helps reduce cellulite, but also I believe it's also affecting your biofield. So it's affecting your energy field beyond your physical body as well.
Oh, wow. In what way?
Because it's helping to release the blockages, and then like the tissue can then shine. It's like having your light shine. It's like, think about it, if your fascia is really, if you have like packing wrap around you taped up, you know, your light isn't going to be shining. Everything is just going to be dull. So when you start to live from this feeling place and you actually take that packing wrap off of you, that packing tape, then you actually, your light can shine brighter. I mean, because, you know, it was this amazing quote. I have to share this with you. But Dr. Andrew Still, who was the father of osteopathy, you know, if you've ever had an osteopathy is basically a system that is a Western medicine doctor that studies fascia. And he coined the term in the late 1800s, early 1900s, that the soul of a man's being resides in your fascia, which means that our fascia is enlivened by our soul. And so when we take that packing off, we can let our soul reside inside of us and inhabit us more.
Wow.
And then you're more connected to, I mean, we must have a soul, right? How can we not have a soul?
Oh, we do.
How are we alive?
Yeah.
You know, how are we getting up every day?
Yeah.
You know, we're more than just a meat suit.
So if the studies really show that doing this stimulates collagen, is there a facial tool? Is that why people are gua sha?
That's why people gua
sha. Huh. I thought that was another fad.
And
also like people are doing it and they're like, oh, it thins out your face. I'm like, I don't want to thin out my face.
No, exactly.
We're getting older. We need to hold on to whatever we got. So what
very true,
what do you
actually
do with that?
I mean, I believe that you can do some amazing fascia techniques to keep your symmetry, to keep things lifted, to smooth away. Because actually, it's really interesting you asked this question, because wrinkles are actually scars.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag, and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts, with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Yeah, it's scar tissue. So you can melt away
what
the wrinkles through applying pressure. Yeah, no, that's
so
true.
So do you do it? Do you gua sha on your face?
I do.
And it hasn't melted your face away?
Well, I mean, I'm sure I'm aging too. But yeah, I use my hands. Okay. A lot of people will use the tools. Every once in a while, if I've slept on my face funny and I get one of those creases, I'll take one of those gua sha tools with a really nice oil. Mm-hmm. You really do have to do it right, or you can over pull the skin. So definitely, you know, get someone, obviously, if people are listening, get someone to teach you how to do it, or get a tutorial. I'm sure there's ones on YouTube.
What are you doing with your fingers on your face?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Just like smoothing and like lifting through the eyebrows to kind of keep the symmetry. Because, you know, when we sleep or when we stress, things are just getting really tight. And, you know, we're frowning. I try to relax my face a lot. I try to keep everything soft. Mm-hmm. So I'm not like frowning.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's, you do have to train yourself a bit.
I had a makeup artist. He was a guy years ago, and he was like crystal clear of wrinkles.
Wow.
And he was like, he never had an emotion.
Oh,
and I go,
no.
What? And he goes,
no, I can't do that.
This is why I don't smile. Then he was French. And I was like,
oh, I've heard about this.
Whoa. Worked. But at the same time, no, I don't want to live my life
can't
like
be
that.
Good. No. We gotta like, smile. But, I'll take the smile lines. You know,
I'll take them too. But funny enough, I've been researching a lot of reflexology for Athena because I know a lot of babies get digestive issues and stuff like that. So I've learned all her points and I do them all the time on her so that I can make sure we're preventatively dealing with stuff. And as I've been researching it, I've been finding all the points on the face.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little congestion the other day. So I was like, oh, okay, let me make sure I'm hitting all the points. And it made me realize, wait, I should be doing this on myself.
Yes.
So I've been doing exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
Massaging my face.
Good.
To get all, because I think it's what you're saying. All that stuff just kind of clogs up and blocks up. But if you release it, then things will flow.
So the beauty is what you just said is, of course, one of the side effects is the actual beauty aspects, but you're getting so much more. You're getting more white blood cells going through there. So you're helping boost your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So because those points are all in the fascia too. So you get the benefits of how it makes us look better and more vibrant and more alive, but you also are getting it on the inside too.
So for us to release / strengthen our pelvic floor and release our fascia, we're gonna do the 5 movements. We're going to get a roller and we're going to use a rebounder.
Perfect. Love it.
That's the formula.
If we want to do the pelvic floor, we can get the body sphere and show a little bit of that too.
Okay, great. So here's the thing. I didn't know what to do with that. Now I'm going to know. So you're going to teach me and the heel squad how to use it.
I love it.
Okay, perfect. Cool. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Listen, this is part one. I think we're going to have a lot more talks about all of this stuff, because I think that some of these things are so hard to fully grasp. You have to hear it once or twice because it's new.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we'll definitely do some more on this. But I think for now, entry level for everybody.
Perfect.
Just to be aware of your pelvic floor and fascia and where it exists and why it exists is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness is always kind of the first step, and
It is.
In the healing.
Yeah.
I will go to Nat in the booth because I'm curious, Nat, if everything that we've talked about has connected and if you've been left with questions that maybe someone in the Heal Squad has been left with that needs an answer. We're putting the weight of Heal Squad on your shoulders, Nat.
No, I think you've explained it really well. Like, I was intrigued by this episode. I've been fascinated with the fascia.
Yes.
And I was telling Lauren beforehand. And the one thing for me is I really wanted to know, how does the emotion get stored in the fascia? And you guys explained that so wonderfully. And I'm excited to see what we can do with the little videos that we're going to be taking as to how we can actually release the emotions and maintain a good fascia to have a healthy body.
I love it. Actually, hold on one second. Let
me might be helpful to say too would be like, and this is what I know we talked about this, but just saying, you know, we can understand so many things in our mind, but if we really want to actually start to embody it, then we actually have to do it practically and feel it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the thing, that's why I wanted to come and do the session with you so we could actually show you what it's like to feel this. It's hard. It's a harder concept to understand when you just think about it. But I think that's where we're going in the collective is people are like, I know so much information. How do I then use this information and actually start living from that place?
Yeah, I think it's going to take a lot of courage on all of our parts to A, feel, and B, listen to the feel.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever direction that feel is taking to you, which could be scary
because
it could be a whole other direction than where you thought your life was supposed to go, or what you're supposed to do, or who you're supposed to be. And I know because I've been walking it for the last 6 years and I'm like, sometimes I'm like, this is so uncertain and weird and I don't know, but I know, but I know, but I'm scared. Right, honey? Mm-hmm. Is this like connecting?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Hearing all this.
Oh, yay, Kevin. That's so good.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't? Get in line, buddy.
I'm coming back in October. I'm coming over.
I love it.
You're at the front of the line. Don't worry.
But you know what? One thing we didn't get to is, and I, for the benefit of the audience, I really want them to understand, you know, what kind of you went through to get to this place. And then, I mean, I know you touched on losing your mom and going through all of that and how that, you know, sent you on this path, but you also had other crises and tragedies that happened.
I'm super happy to share. So, you know, I got the path thing was like, whoa, okay, this is like, you're going here. The universe is like, you're walking this path. But then, you know, I was in my 20s and I was 19 and I met my college sweetheart and I got swept away in that whole world. And it was quite a superficial world. And we were like Ken and Barbie walking around, doing our thing, being athletes. He was a volleyball player. I was a water polo player. And yeah, I decided to get married really early. We got married when we were like 23. Anyway, so life goes on and he was actually an addict and I didn't realize what I was getting myself into. And it was really hard, really difficult and very challenging. And I learned a lot from it. And so then later in my 20s, when I enrolled myself into the school, they really break you down so that you can build yourself back up. They basically don't let you make any excuses. It's kind of like Landmark Forum or any of these self-help healing modalities like that you go deep into. You kind of need to really look at yourself and go, is this me? Is this really me? This
to be life like I'm a healing in? Practitioner of some kind?
No, I knew that was it. But the lifestyle I was living with this person that was like the opposite of that. Like here he was an addict doing cocaine, drinking. And here I am going like way health, wellness, like obsessed with all of this stuff, wanting to learn it, obviously from where I'd come from. So here we were walking this life together, like totally, how is this going to work? And I started getting the gut feeling like I was married to him. I can't have children with him. Mm. And his family started putting pressure on us, like to start having babies in our late 20s. And I just was like, I can't do this. So then I got the opportunity to go to the school to study structural integration. And so I went through my own breakdown to basically break through. So I had to, my whole life went to shambles. And my mom actually died during that time. My mom died like 3 days before I signed my divorce papers. And then I was actually going and finishing the school and taking the test to get my degree, basically, for this work, all at the same time. So I call it my perfect storm.
Mm.
It was insane. It was like, what is happening? My life fell apart. And then I finally signed those papers. And 3 months later, I started doing meditation. And my mom had passed away. And I swear she sent the love of my life, who I'm married to now. So because I'm in alignment, I had to go through a lot to get to this place. So everyone, if you're going through something, just realize that what you're going through can actually be a beautiful healing experience that will take you to another level, a different vibration.
Yeah.
To live in alignment.
Oh, making me cry. It's true. It's true, though. You know, it's hard to see when you're going through the hell.
Really hard.
But I know, having gone through so many of those moments, that it's all led me to the best possible place.
Yeah.
And I think if you can start to adopt that mentality rather than the, you know, woe is me and victim, yes. Which we're going to go to victim at first.
Of course.
We're going to. So yeah, let's just call it what
totally
it is. That's
fine.
But I always say, how long are you going to stay there?
Yeah.
You know, I look at Athena every day and I'm like, I'm so grateful for all the bad shit.
Right?
Because
get to this
it
moment
brought me here. I would still be doing things that were not in alignment with who I really am. This pushed me into my purpose and into my mission. And now I get to live a whole other life that I'm so much happier with.
And you're being of such beautiful service with joy to the world. With joy. You get to share your story and help other people and inspire them to do the same.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's hard when you're in it.
It's really hard.
People are suffering, and it makes me, it breaks my heart when I see people suffer. But I do know that if enough of us can say, like, hey, we've gotten to the other side of it, and
it's
you
possible.
Can too, it's possible,
you
know, it's, you know, hopefully going to help.
And these, just implementing these little things throughout our day, these little pockets of awareness and connection and feeling like it's not just about us, that it's bigger than us, that we're all in it together.
Yes, we are.
When you win, I win. When you heal, I heal. Because it is. It's vibrational. It's quantum.
I love that.
Yeah.
What a great way to end. And from tears to rebounding, we're going to get in our workout clothes and we're going to shoot some videos for you guys.
Love it. Beautiful.
Sam.
Oh, amazing.
I'm choking. Are you crying too?
Well, that's the thing. When you're more in touch with your senses, we do. We cry more. We laugh more. We feel more of the joy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about trauma. It's about joy, too. Joy can live in our tissues.
I like that. Yeah. I like to know that it's not just trauma living in my tissues. Yeah. Thank you. That's actually
joy.
Really,
let's
really
imprint
good to know.
The joy into our bodies and our energy.
I love that. Well, guys, the book is called The Power Source. We will put a link to it in the summary of this episode, as well as the link to her app, so that she can be in your living room with you, because it's so helpful. And we're going to put some of these videos up on Heal Squad's Instagram. Excuse me for dying in here. And we'll have you back for more.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Maria. It's such an honor.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for what you're doing. This is really great.
In the meantime, friends, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet, chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.